Amen. And I want you to get your Bible, because we are going to go to the Word of God. God's good, good Word. Amen. I like it. I love it. And tonight, I want to spend some time, and I will be talking about wisdom tonight. So you can go to the book of Proverbs, where we'll get started. Proverbs chapter 7 is our foundation of scripture, our text we'll start with. And I want to take a little time, and then you flip right over to the next chapter, which we will spend a lot of time in, chapter 8, Proverbs chapter 8. And talk about some things. Amen. Since we have a believing heart, amen, might as well believe something, huh? And that's to believe God. Glory, 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 glory. Amen. Listen to this. The opening statement that I have here. Wisdom is a must. Say that with me. Wisdom is a must. If you're going anywhere in life, if you're going to do anything worthwhile in life, if you're going to do anything with God, for God, or in the realm of the Spirit, wisdom is a must. Amen. And we want to look at the how important it is, and what God said about it, and what He did, and what He's doing, what He has, and how that He have made His wisdom available to us. Amen. So, I'm reading the scriptures. Don't be caught in life without it. So, the Lord has made wisdom available to all that comes to Him. Amen. And listen, and Jesus Christ is our wisdom from God. Jesus Christ is our wisdom from God. Amen. Wisdom positions herself on the path that we have to travel. Listen to what Proverbs 7:24 through 27 said. Listen to these words. Hearken unto me, therefore. Hearken unto me now, therefore, O ye children, and attend to the words of my mouth. These words that we're reading tonight, they came out of the mouth of God. And He said, attend to the words of my mouth. What did Proverbs 4:20 say? My son, do what? And my son, attend to my words and incline thy ear to my saying. Incline thy ear to my saying. Let them not do what? Depart from thine eyes. Keep them where? In where? The midst of, notice He told us where to keep them. In the midst of thine heart, for they are Life. Now, life to all those that find them, and help to all our flesh, right? Now, I'm skipping way down because we're going to do this, but in the same chapter, well, I'm in the next chapter now, but we can come back because I hadn't finished chapter 7. It says in chapter 8 and verse 35 and 6 says, whoso findeth me findeth life. Did you hear that? He said, keep my words in the midst of your heart, for they are what life to those that what find them, and health to all their flesh. And then verse 35 and 8, Proverbs 8:35 says, whoso findeth me findeth life, and shall obtain favor of the Lord. But look at the next verse. But he that what sinneth against me does what? Wrong is his own soul. He mess up his own soul. He does his own soul wrong. You wrong your own soul by not going for wisdom when you sinneth against the wisdom of God. But he that sinneth against me wrong his own soul. And all they that hate me, what? You love, that person hate wisdom, loves death.